Hi, Travis.
Hey Fawn, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good.
Didn't know if you saw my latest email about Kathleen. Wait.
4:30, right? I'm sorry, I didn't respond. I should have responded.
That's all right. I'm wondering if she meant to check Democrat on the affidavit, but because she put independence on the form, but
Right.
apparently never really been an independence party. She was a non-enrolled. And that,
Okay.
as far as we can see in Ulster County.
Right, but she did put Democrat on the list, though, right?
I think on the questionnaire she put
No,
independence.
I mean on what you were saying, on what you sent to us, that it says she's
Yeah,
been.
right now the Board of Elections has her as a registered Democrat.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hi, Tom. I forwarded your concern to the attorneys.
Good, thank you.
I know they've discussed it, so I thought they should answer it. So, and then I called, trying to remember who the other person was last night, right after your, I was a,
What's her name? Donna, right?
yeah,
Donna.
and she had been an election inspector, so
That's got nothing, yeah, no bearing. But I appreciate her being trying to be honest.
yeah.
That's.
So,
Yeah, I'm a little early.
yeah, it's in, like my clock says we got another minute till it's six, and everybody came like on right about
Yeah,
six.
they're pretty good. Yeah.
Tom was in the waiting room last night, and so was someone else. And
We went to executive session.
yeah, and I hated to make the only way I can talk to someone in the mate what. Waiting room is to let them into the meeting, and that would
Okay.
have to discuss, stop your discussion while I let them in, and it would,
Right.
and I think the other person's number just showed
You're
up.
used to
Once you get the whole committee in place, there probably won't be often be a reason for you to go into executive session. I
Right, exactly. Yeah.
so once we get rolling, we'll.
Hey, Sarah. Hey, Scott.
Hello, good evening, everyone.
If you folks don't know Tom Cajun, you'll probably get to know him pretty well during this process. He's been very active following the legislature's activities with the League of, he's a representative of the League of Women Voters, and he is a good friend of the legislature's. He's
Well, hello, Tom.
Yes.
Nice to meet you virtually.
Hi. And I was on the revision commission that came up with the reapportionment guidelines.
They may want to, oh, that's right. The
And so
last
was Fawn.
on that we were on the Charter Commission, right? They may have a bone to pick with us about the charter.
Mine. I have a bone to pick about the charter myself.
So
But there's a new revision this year starts.
they did another one not too long ago. So we'll I told them after this is over, we may tap them to do that. So we're just waiting for Andy, who is our chairman tonight. Just so you know, Tom, they are rotating chairman, as was written in the there's Andy. So
That's what they did last election.
we can't make a final determination until the committee is completely appointed, but we're trying it out. So,
Andy.
Andy's here. Andy, we have Tom Cajun with us with the League of Women Voters. I was just introducing him. He's a good friend of the legislature's and been very involved with the charter and redistricting and a lot of issues like that in the past. So I will turn the meeting over to you. Andy, you are our chairman tonight.
Hi, everybody. So I think the first step, right, Fawn, is to call the meeting to order.
That's it.
Right, so I'd like to call the meeting to order. Is there anything else parliamentary that I need to do?
Only if you're going to go back into executive session, then you could call for a, you know, but I don't know if you want to talk about anything before that. Like the, I don't know if you wanted to talk now about how to handle the press.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
I suspect as you go forward, you're not going to go into executive session often, so the press can just listen to the meeting and write their stories. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to put anybody on the spot today, and I didn't think Patricia would, you know, call all four of you to get
right.
So, but I am the press contact for the legislature, mm-hmm. write a lot of press releases and involve with them a lot, but I certainly don't want to be the spokesman for the group. I would be happy to pass along anything you want passed along, but I hope I didn't step on anybody's toes today when I spoke to her. I just
no, for me, I want to say thank you for doing that, because I think that was absolutely the right thing to do. You know, I don't think we really have any specific information that we need to convey just now, but I do like that you shared that we're, you know, we made really good progress whittling down the list. And I agree that we won't be going into executive session nearly as much once we've got that part resolved. I mean, I don't know, we'll see what happens, but it seems like that's a likely case.
And then I was also thinking whenever you may want to think about this, but whenever you do make your final choices, I think we should write a letter to the candidates you did not choose and mm-hmm. thank them and point out that if any of you are unable to finish this term, that the charter calls for any replacements to be appointed in the same manner. Mm-hmm. So you would still be using that list. So we could just say, like, we may call upon you in the future if, you know, if need be, you know.
For that. Yeah, I agree that we should follow up with everybody regardless of whether or not they're selected.
You've got a pretty interesting group of candidates there.
Surely do, yeah. Do folks have any other thoughts about how to handle the press in this current moment or going forward?
Without making your life difficult, Andy, I think one way to do it would be for Fawn to just relay comments to whoever was the chair of the meeting, of the most recent meeting.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm in approval.
If we change the way we do chair in the future, we can change that as well. But I like this situation. And as long as we're continuing with that, I think that's fine.
Agreed.
Okay.
You know.
Very good. I like that.
Is there any other business or any other comments that folks want to make now? I think after that, then I'll propose that we maybe go back into the executive session, but just to open the floor up for any comments before that.
My only comment would be to thank Fawn for doing the legwork today for us in looking up the voter registration. And also, again, thank you for taking the press call on our behalf. That was much appreciated. So only thing I would want to put on the record.
Agreed. Okay, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thanks, Tom.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Tom, I'm going to have to log you off. And then just give me one moment. And then I'm going to stop recording. Okay. All right, now you can make your motion.
Okay, is there a motion to come out of executive session?
Okay. Scott, we need you to move it again.
Moved.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, okay. Welcome back, y'all.
Right.
And is there a motion to vote on our appointments?
Sarah, go ahead.
So moved.
For the record, you need to state their names.
Oh, I thought we needed the motion first. Okay.
So
I'm not pronouncing them. Someone else can do it.
Okay, sure. I put forward a motion that we appoint Donna Lutz, Kathy Waith, and Regis Obajiski, is how I would guess, to serve on the redistricting or technically reapportionment commission.
And is there a second?
I second.
Okay.
Aye. All in favor.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Great. So it passes unanimously then. So we'll appoint those three, which is really exciting.
It is, yeah.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you both, and Sarah as well. I mean, this, I was nervous going into this, and this was very painless. So thank you guys. And hopefully going forward, this is going to be the same. You know, we can work similarly together on these lines, because if that's the case, I think we'll have a fun time.
Yeah. Well, I think I want to thank all you guys, because I think we are working so, so well together. And I think it's great that we've already set this tone for our meeting, so that when we welcome our new three members, they can just they can see how cordial and how agreeable everyone is, and they can participate in that similar way.
Completely agree. Thank you guys. It's been very enjoyable and interesting. So far, even. So thank you.
Yeah. You haven't spent that much time with me yet.
You like maps. We like maps.
So at the first meeting, whenever we get around to having that, I believe we should have Dennis Doyle. What, you'll get to meet each other, but then we'll have Dennis Doyle talk a little bit about how the census process, how they collect the census numbers initially, how those numbers work. 10 years ago, they had a program where we could actually go in and manipulate census districts. They're really weird. I don't know if you've ever worked with census numbers before, but like the Watchtower Farm, when we initially get the numbers, they're not going to have been corrected. The Watchtower Farm had 800 people in it, but they had put them in a census block that had one little house that had two people living in it. So we knew that was incorrect, and we were able to adjust for that as they did it. But you can literally pull one little census block here and another one there and kind of piece them together. But you folks will discuss what things you want to look at. I know the last committee looked at town lines, school districts, geographic impediments, like they didn't want to have part of an election district above the reservoir and a part below the reservoir, things like that. So you guys will work all that?
2020 census data is not out yet.
Right.
This affects my own work too. I assume that the last, it's not unusual for it to not be out yet.
Right.
Did the last commission wait until after its release to really get going, or did they start looking at things ahead of time?
No, they had a different deadline. They actually had to get the districts drawn by before we had clean numbers.
Okay.
So that's one of the reasons that, you know, it's been pushed back to the year that ends in one and the year that ends in two, and, you know,
right.
So that we could get clean numbers. But they began their work by talking. It was a huge change the last time. We were changing from
at large.
There was a whole big discussion about keeping the towns whole, which was impossible with single member districts. There's only a couple of towns below, you know, the Denning, that whole area up there.
The great wilderness that is trees.
You had to put two or three towns together to get anywhere near the same number of people in a district. But the city of Kingston was divided into three districts. So, it was, so I just thought Dennis could briefly give you a idea of when he expects to get the numbers and how that process will work. So when you're all together, you can, start to maybe think about how you want to approach it.
So how is this something where it's like a standing, bi-weekly or monthly or weekly like a meeting on a specific night, or is it that we convene as convenient? I'm assuming it's the prior version, because I'm not sure in what frequency, but seems like it would have to be sort of a standing meeting every once in a while.
The I believe the last committee met initially on a monthly basis, but eventually they were meeting much closer together. Like especially once you get numbers and you start working on the mapping. I know they met over several days, almost back to back, working on maps, and they invited the public to go to the, I did it myself. I know the supervisor in the town of Rochester now, Michael, I can't think of his last name.
Can't think of it either, but I know who you're talking
about. But he was very, very involved. And he was on the planning board, I think, at the time. And we would meet each other up there all the time and just play with the districts and see how we could draw them. The commission at that particular time, because we had 33 legislators.
Michael Baden.
That's it, Michael. And they were cutting from 33 legislators to 23 legislators. And they didn't want to mark on the map. Like was suggested at one point, I think they mark on the map where legislators lived, sitting legislators, and they were like, nope, we don't care where they live. You know, this is going to fall out way it's going to fall out. I know there's been some discussions that because we have single member districts, they might not need a lot of tweaking. But I also know like Shangham was divided into three different towns. And the thought was that maybe we could, you know, not do that to them again. Although I don't know it's been a problem. So that might be something you want to talk to folks in Shangham about.
Yeah, it's definitely something we can
work on. We're not changing like numbers or anything like that. Like we're not determining if we're going to have like 25 legislators. We're still keeping like 23, right?
Yes, you have no choice about that. And you cannot go to weighted voting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I guess I would say that maybe we start with inviting these three candidates and then see what days of the week work best for everyone just to figure out when our next meeting would be. And then I don't think it's such a bad thing to meet sooner. Having spoken to Ken about this, Ken Ronk, just as a part of having been nominated for this, it's his impression was that the data would be coming out in March. And I don't know if that's true or not.
That's when it's supposed to come out.
Okay. I don't have any issue with meeting again in February or even sooner, just so that we can reconvene and talk as a group or discuss, like you said, Fawn, when we should be expecting the data. But I think it may be the best way to proceed is to figure out what days would work for all seven of us.
Agreed.
If that makes sense.
It might make sense at least initially to meet monthly. And if we pick a night that works for everybody and just like lock in that night so they don't schedule other things over top of us.
Right. Like the third Thursday or Wednesday of the month or something to that extent. I'm not saying that it needs to be that, but.
So you can all bring your calendars.
Yes, sounds good.
So I will formally notify the executive of who all of the committee members are. And then he, by the charter, calls the first meeting. So.
Great.
So that's it. So we can cancel tomorrow night's meeting, I'm guessing?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then does the county executive notify the people we've chosen as well once you notify them?
No, I'm going to notify them.
Okay, great.
And I will formally notify them, and I can send you all the letter. I'll also write a letter that we'll send to all the candidates you didn't choose. Because... Yeah. And like, let them know they're not off the hook yet. And, you know, that they may be called upon if anything should happen to the seven of you. So.
Great. Much appreciated, Fawn. Thank you very much for that.
All right. And if you need any information or want anything, feel free to call me or text me or email me, and I will do my best to get it to you as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Fawn.
Should I motion to adjourn? I'm not going to be that person for the record.
Oh, come on. I got to have one.
But there was just enough silence that somebody had to do it.
So. I'll second it.
Okay.
Awesome. Andy, say all in favor.
Yeah.
all in favor.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
See you all tonight, all.
Good work. Bye.